My apologies, was having some technical issues here. Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 10th day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to have in mind that the daven for a 6-year-old girl here in Boca, still very much in need of our collective prayers. We have Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel. Again, Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel in mind. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances, the Jewish people. There is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk and to recite Tehillim for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shalom Schwartzky of Beth Joseph Congregation in Phoenix, Arizona, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Schwartzky slowly reciting the following 5 chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers, the Mishaberach HaShvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. Rabbi Schwartzky will conclude with the Mishaberach HaCholim, for those who are injured and who are suffering, and will pause for each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link. They'll say it every day because somehow each and every day someone still signs up. Please encourage your friends and families to join us. The more tefillos together, the greater our impact. So again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Zechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schwartzky.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Naftali, for allowing me to join this call. And thank you for all your efforts that you do day in, day out to be mechazik, to strengthen all of Klal Yisrael. So this coming Shabbos, besides for being the regular Shabbos, we also have a special reading. We read Parshas Zohar, in which we remember what Amalek did to us, did to Klal Yisrael, did to Bnei Yisrael when we were leaving Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt. And really the events that occurred is split up. We read some of it on Shabbos, and all, some of it we read on Purim morning this year on Sunday. The mitzvah that the Torah tells us and that we read about on Shabbos says to remember that which Amalek did when Bederach, when you were on the path, B'tzeskam and Mitzrayim, when you left Egypt, Asher Karacha Bederach, that they happened upon you on the way, and they cut down all of those that were trailing after you, when you were tired and weak and worn out, and they cut you down, and you have to remember that always to eradicate Amalek. The event itself is talked about earlier in the Torah. Vayavei Amalek vayelachem im Yisrael b'Refidim. This is in Parshas Beshalach that Amalek came and they warred with Yisrael b'Refidim in the place of Refidim, which is interesting that the Torah mentions where did this occur. So our sages tell us b'Refidim shiruf yudehem, that the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, were weakened in their performance of mitzvos. Vayemer Moshe al Yoshua, Moshe says to Yoshua, choose for you men and go to war with Amalek. And Yoshua did that, like Moshe told him, he went to war with Amalek. And then Torah says, Videi Moshe kevedim, the hands of Moshe were heavy. He wasn't able to support his own hands And so he needed Aaron and Hur to support him. And for that, we have to remember forever what Amalek did to us. And in the Siva Shalom, the Slanim Rebbe asks a number of brilliant questions about what this whole mitzvah, this whole commandment. So first of all, he asks, what were Amalek thinking? Now, at the time, the Jews had just left Mitzrayim. Everyone was aware of the miraculous nature of their departure, of how the Egyptians were afflicted with the plagues, of how the waters of the Yam Suf, the Reed Sea, were split and they walked through them, and yet they attacked. What were they thinking? What was with Amalek? And that they thought they would be able to be victorious over Bnei Yisrael. The next thing he asked was, why in this war did Moshe hold back? Why did he send Yehoshua, his disciple? Why didn't he go and wage the war himself? And why were his hands heavy? Furthermore, he asks, why is Amalek worse than so many entities that tried to rise up and destroy us over the years? We had Laban, we had Paro, we had so many enemies throughout our travels in this world. What is especially unique about Amalek? And why do we have to remember it from generation after generation? It was a war. It happened thousands of years ago. The people that were involved are long dead. What is this that generation after generation, year after year, we have to constantly remember what was done? Why is it so important? Why is it incumbent upon us? So he says that contrary to the conventional understanding, that our sages tell us that Amalek had the ability to engage with us because we received him, Sher Yerafi Yadehem, that we were weakened in Torah study and the performance of mitzvos. He understands that no, what Amalek's power was the power to weaken us. See, when we left Egypt, when God was performing all of those nisim, all of those miracles on our behalf, and the sea was split, all of that had nothing to do with us. It's not because we merited it, we deserved it. It was because Hashem had compassion. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and then we were on the way to receive the Torah. At that point was where our work began. We had sunk to low levels when we were for hundreds of years in Mitzrayim in Egypt, and we had to now work, strive, prepare ourselves for the imminent giving and receiving of the Torah. That was the derech v'teischem in Mitzrayim. We were on the way. We were gathering momentum. We were working on ourselves. We were accomplishing. We were taking strides and having pride in our accomplishments. Vayavay Amalek, and then Amalek came. And what was Amalek accomplished? What did they do? What did they set out to do? Their power was to focus on the negativity, to focus on the falling, to focus on our shortcomings. And were there shortcomings? Sure there were. We were coming, we were, entrapped in hundreds of years of an immoral culture, but we were working. Amalek said, nah, you can't do it. You don't have any hope. You've fallen too far. There's no way. And it made us feel bad. They made us feel bad about ourselves, about what we were holding. We fell into despair. We lost the ability to continue. We lost our momentum. That's what we're fighting with. That is the war with Amalek that the Torah tells us. Remember what Amalek did to you. It's a war that we constantly fight, day in, day out, whenever we feel about ourselves that there's no hope for us, whenever we feel that we've fallen to a depth that we can never crawl out of, and that is accompanied with a sense of despair and the paralysis that comes with that. So that's what we need to fight. And that's what we need to remember. Zachar es asher asa l'cha Amalek. Remember that Amalek did to you. Remember how he affected your spirit, your ability to continue to fight. So that is what we were called upon. Moshe Rabbeinu could not fight that war. Moshe was intimately connected with God. For him, the sun was always shining. He knew not of the concept of despair. He was always connected. It was not his fight. He could not fight with Amalek. What did he do? He turned to his disciple Yehoshua and he says, this is your war. This is your fight. You, I know that sometimes it's going. Sometimes you feel it. Sometimes you feel alive and connected. And other times you don't. Other times you have to struggle with the feelings of incompetence or the feelings of depression or the feelings that you're not adequate and you wake up each morning and you push on and you come in, day out, and you fight that fight. That is your war with Amalek. You are the person to lead this battle with Amalek. The Rebbe say that when the Yetzer Hara, when the evil inclination comes to a person and tries to get him to do Avera, tries to get him to sin, it's not the sin that the Yetzer Hara is after. It's the after effects, the feeling of disappointment that a person has in him or herself, that feeling of being crushed, of being irredeemable. That is what the Yetzer Hara, that is what the evil inclination really is trying to accomplish. That's our war with Amalek. And we find by the story of Purim, when we had a decree against the Jews, and it was a decree that was going to wipe out the entire nation, I think we sense in the Megillah when we listen, there's not, we don't have the feeling of lethargy, of just being overwhelmed. The Jews, there's an energy. They gather together. They fast. They pray. They turn to God. They do tshuva. There's an awakening. There's a spirit of coming together. There's a spirit of we can climb out of this. That is the war that we fight with Amalek. That is our response. And I think I sensed the same thing when we have our current war. There is an awakening of the Jewish spirit. There was an awakening of the Jewish identity within many people that it had lain dormant until then. And that's the way we combat Amalek. In our private lives, as individuals, when we feel stymied, when we feel that we're at an impasse, we have to remember that we're connected with God. We have to remember that we reach out and God is there, whether we feel him or not, whether we can tap into that, but we keep on going. We keep on pushing. You have to maintain that spirit, the life force, that ability to go forward. And the Sfarim Rebbe says you do that by two ways. First of all, Zohar Es Asher Asa L'cha Amalek, remember, think about what it lead to, what that feelings of being dragged down, how much it can affect you and affect your ability to go on. The second thing he says is Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'kasha. You have to remember we have the Shabbos, and the Shabbos is really a symbol of connection, a symbol of deep and inner connection between the Jews and Hashem and God. And we have to remember that no matter where we're falling to, no matter what's happening in our lives, we always remain connected to Hashem. We always remain connected to God. And God is always looking out for us. He's always on our side. He's waiting for us to turn to him and to receive inspiration and to return and to once again spring back to life. That's what I think we can take with us with this war, midor dar, from generation to generation. And of course, in our generation also, and maybe even all the more so in our generation, is this presence of Amalek still alive? Is this these feelings of inadequacy, these feelings that we have to struggle with, is still alive and present? Zachar, we have to remember and fight this impression, this power that Amalek has, and release ourselves from its grip. Loi tishkach, do not forget that you always have hope. You always have that connection that you can turn to. We turn now to our Tehillim to reach out to Hashem. We will start with Tehillim Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnaseach mizmor l'David. Ya'ancho Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisagevcho shem Elohei Ya'akov. Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh. U'mitziyon yisodecho. Yizkor kol min choysecho. Zoylascho yidashena sala. Yiten lecho chilvavecho. V'chol atosfa yimalei. Nirvanina b'shuasecho. U'v'shem Eloheinu nivgol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishaloysecho. Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonai mishichoi. Yaneu mishmei koshoi. Bigurois geisha yiminoi. Elev rechav ve'elev asusim. Ve'nachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazgir. Hema karu v'nafalu. Ve'anachnu kamnu v'nisaydod. Adonai hoshia hamelach ya'aneinu v'yom kaleinu. May Hashem hear us and when we call out to him. I think that's the chizik that we're talking about. And may we hear good news from the passages and that they may be released shortly. Continuing on to Tehillim Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo yachzor. Binoy seshe garbi seni, alme menuchos yenahaleni. Nafshi yeshoidev yanchini b'magle tzedek l'man shemoy. Gam ki elech b'geis al noves. Lo ira lo ki ato yimodi shivzcha u'mishantecha. Hema yenachmuni. Ta'aros l'fonai shulchon, neget tzedeloy. Bishanta v'shemen roishi koysi l'boyo. Ach toiv v'chesed, yirdefuni kol yimei chayoy, v'shavti b'veis Adonai li'oylech yomim. Kuf Chof Aleph, Tehillim chapter 121. Dir lama alois, esoy nai el heharim, me'ayin yevoy ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, oisei shomayim v'oretz. Al yitain lamoit raglecha, al yonum shermlecha. Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilocha, al yad yeminecha. Yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yoreach ba'loila. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischa uvayecha, me'ata v'adolam. Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir hama'alois, mimamakim kirasicho Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tihiyena oznecha kashuvois l'kol tachnunoi. Im avonai tishmor yo, Adonai miyamoi v'ki imacho hasilicho. L'man tivarei. Hidisi Adonai, kibasa nafshi, v'lidvaroi hoicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mi shemrim l'boiker, shemrim l'boiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai ha-fesed, v'harbei imo yifidus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael, mikol amonai sov. Chapter 142. Kufnan days. Maskil David, biyosoy v'amoros b'stila, koyli el Adonai ezok, koyli el Adonai esfanon, eshpoich l'fanov sichi, zorosi l'fanov agid, v'hisa teif olay ruchi, V'yata yadata nesivasi ba'arach v'ahalech tamnu fachli. Habeik damin rei, v'yem li makir, avad manais mimani, ein deresh l'navshi. Zalasi elach adonai, amarti atomachti, felki be'eretz achayim. Hakshiba olvinasi, ki daloisi meoid. Hatileni midoifai, ki amasumi mani. Oisio mi masker nafshi, loidois eshemecha. Viachfiru tzadikim, ki sigmol aloi. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batoru v'shivya. Ha'imdim bein bayam uvein bayavosho. Amokom yirachem aleihem. V'yotzi'em mitzora l'rvacha. ומאפלה ליירה ומשיבת לגאולה. אשתו בגולו בזמן קוריז ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לחיילי הצהל, מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, הוא יבורך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו ביערי אלוהינו. מגבול הלבנון ויעד מדבר מצרים ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הרבו וכל מקום שהם. ויבושו באוויר וביום. ייתן אדינו את אויבינו, הקומם עלינו, ניגחים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וסוכה, מכל נגע ומחלה. וישלח ברוך והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברצינינו תחתיהם. ויעטרים בחסר ישוע ובטרס ניצחון, ויקום בהם הכתוב. ידינו אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם עמכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך for the Shavuyim, for those that are held in captivity, מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, יוסף משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצר את נדרס בהגנה לישראל שבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנשונים בצרו ושביו בעבור, וכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מספל בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציאם לי חושך וצל מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, וממוסוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהיר לפייק משפחותיהם, יועדו לאדוני חסד ונפלוסיו לבני אדם, ויקום בהם מקרא שכתוב, ובתי אדוני ישובון ובאו ציון ורינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונשא יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך לחולם לפרייר פור דה סיק, מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה, ויברך וירפא את הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלים ולרפאיסם, ולהחזיקם ולחיוסם, וישלח להם רפואה שלם מן השמיים, ורמח איבריהם ושתג ידיהם, אשר שייכו לישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתו בגולו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Twersky. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday, Tanis Esther, at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.